In the second khutbah, we began saying, with the praising Allah and some of these blessings of the Prophet and his family, his companions, and then we said that whatsoever they mentioned in the first part of the khutbah was about something called in the Sharia Hadath Asghar, the minor invalidation of purification, minor, which requires only wudu. But we have something called Hadith Akbar, the major invalidator of wudu, of purification, which is either by, as you said, there are six causes of that. One is enjoying one another, man and woman, right? Any parts of circumcision, right? Whether this woman is a wife or owned a slave which does not have a husband. Because some people say it's a slave, it's a she slave of mine, but you know that she has a slave, a male slave, who is the husband of her. Two men cannot enjoy one woman. Cannot. Right? So if you slave, if you she slave, is married to another male slave, you cannot enjoy her. Halas. Right? Or even enjoying a woman which is not your wife, nor that she is your slave, which is called zina. This also consider the wudu, the tahara, the major purification to be invalidated, even if it is haram. Right? And as you said, that zina is, and that okay is one of the major sins. It does not mean it is okay or it's permissible. That is in the complete enjoyment. But even if it wasn't complete, even but only inserting the man's private part into the woman's private part, then it's also, even without discharging nothing, then once the two places of circumcision touches each other, then ghusl man and woman. The ghusl, the shower. Right? Because some people think that it's only when inserting the whole part, or when discharging the semen. No, it's not necessarily, as in the hadith. And third is the discharging the semen by whatsoever means. Looking, thinking, touching, whatsoever means. Including dreaming. Because all this is a discharge with a desire. Even the dream, with a desire. Except for one who is ill and the semen is not discharged, it's only plural. You know? He doesn't feel it. Then this is a sickness. In this case, it is treated like the minor para, not the major one. So we do only, not ghusl. And this is for both men and women. The fourth is for women whenever she has menses or blood after giving birth. Once the blood stops, she has to take shower before she prays. If this blood continues longer, then this is after the period that she is normally having, then this is called istihada, excessive bleeding. So this kind of woman must perform wudu for each prayer time. This is that when the woman has the blood discharged in a different time from the time of her period, Then, color or the characteristics, the color, the smell, the thickness of the blood is not like the one she has during the period. Then she is also treated like istihada, but this is a vein that is broken at the bottom of the womb. So all what she needs to do is to prevent the blood from coming to her clothes, and she does only perform wudu for each prayer. Not exactly like the mustahaba. The way of shower of janaba, ghusl of janaba, is first of all you clean your private parts and then perform wudu like wudu for salah. Although this wudu you cannot pray with. And then you pour water over your right shoulder three times, and then three times on your left shoulder, and then over your head three times, and then you pour water over your head to all of the body, and without wasting water, because some people think that, oh, I'm still not yet pure, so they continue under the shower, which is wrong. And if someone wants to jump into a river, a sea, a valley, or even a pool without having the cleaning, the private bath, without all this, he just wants to jump in, dive into one of these things, then this would be considered a ghusl janaba with two conditions. One, the intention must be there before jumping into the water. The second is that he must do the mouthwash and the nose inhaling, and the cleaning of mouth and nose, like when he's doing wudu. Because by diving, you will have the water run over the whole body except the face. Why? Yes, no problem, that water. He can use that water. But why only the face? Because the face contains nose and mouth. Face contains the nose and mouth. So he has and nose and mouth. You cannot wash them without having the water run inside the mouth and inhale my nose and then run away. Yes, I'm coming. Even when you are having a shower without performing all the process you said, cleaning the private parts and wudu, you still can do the shower without them, but you cannot take that shower as the shower of janaba that allows you to pray, except with the same two conditions. Intention before it, and washing your mouth inside it, and the inside of the nose. And by that you can then pray. This kind of shower would be for the janaba and the menses and the woman who had blood stopped after giving birth. And by that we ended our khutbah and some supplication. والله تعالى أعلم صلى الله عليه وسلم مبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى صحبه. And then you take some questions related to such a topic. No excuse. It's hard, but it's not impossible. It is hard, but it is not impossible. You should stop sometime before the prayer and clean, and then go pray. First of all, this work is sustenance. Risk. Who gave him this risk? Allah. So he should serve Allah. He should serve Allah. He should thank Allah Ta'ala for giving him this job, which caused him pain over his skin, or yani, let's assume that he's working, but at the same time he's going to see the Minister of Interior for giving him this early nationality. Will he go with the paint and the grease and oil? Yani, is this place more important to him than Allah? No. It's difficult, but it's not impossible. I was for some long time of my life as a mechanic. And I don't only have my body clean, but I also carry myself with me in my toolbox. I don't play in my pubs or overall. I used to book myself and my toolbox. Whenever the time prayer comes, I go to the preparation, then book myself on and pray. We can do if we wish to. But I want to have an excuse. We can have many excuses as much as we can. Yeah. Or as much as you wish.
How long can you make qiyamun for? You're in the state of you need to make a ghusl. You don't find water every minute. How long can you keep that for?
Say that. Yeah, he's asking about how long you can make qiyamun for ghusl. Now, qiyamun for ghusl is like qiyamun for wudu. Until you find water. But you will have to perform tayammum and each time prayer once it enters, whether for wudu or for ghusl.
When you find water, then you have to go back.
You have to make ghusl. Remember, this tayammum does not remove any dirt. It's only obedience to Allah Ta'ala by doing that. Right? So you have to make ghusl. As you said, for wudu, you will have to make wudu. For ghusl, you will have to make ghusl. Nah. إذا حضر ما بطل التيمم.
Nah.
What if you make wudu?
You get the
order. The order, there are two orders in wudu. The question. The brother is asking, saying, what if you are making wudu and you have the order of wudu wrong, meaning you wash your hands before face. Example. The order in wudu has two cases. One, the order in the wudu bar itself, meaning face, hands, wiping overhead, and then feet. And in the same body part, for example, hands, you did the left before right. Foot, you did the left before right. The first one is obligatory. The first order is obligatory, meaning the face must come before hand. The hand must come before head. The head must come before foot or feet. But if you wash the left hand before the right hand, unintentionally, the wudu is sahih. Intentionally, the wudu is still sahih, but you are in a sin because you intended to do different from what Rasulullah used to do. You got that? Now. The number of times, you mean?
No,
right. Before you wudu, has to wash your hands first. Hands meaning up to the wrist. This is sunnah, to wash them. What? Huh? No, because Allah Ta'ala is submitting the prayers in the Quran. Right? This is sunnah. Washing the face is obligatory and it must come before washing hands. Right? Washing face must include the madmadha and istinshaq. Madmadha and istinshaq, meaning washing the inside mouth, washing the inside nose. Washing face, the borders of face, is from where normally the hair grows, not from where your hair grows, because some people are bald, right? And some, their hair only grows in the middle of the head. They don't wash from the middle of the head. But normally, human hair grows from above the forehead. So from the forehead, other side of the forehead, up to the chin. That is high. Width from the ear to the ear. Right? This is, and if you have a thick beard, then you have to add water, get inside, right? And you wet your fingers and you get them inside the hair to reach the skin, right? Yeah. That is the face. The hands must be from the fingers, from the nails of the fingers to the elbow. Some people wash from the wrist to the elbow. That is wrong. Even if you wash your hands from wrist to the fingers in the beginning, you still have to wash the hand from the elbow to the fingers. Sorry, from the fingers to the elbows. Because Allah Ta'ala said, إلى المرافق. Yes, from the fingers to the elbow. And the elbow is included. You have to wash the elbow. Right? And you have to wash in between the fingers. As he said, the sunnah is to be the hand, the right hand before the left. But if you soak, no problem. No problem. Comes after that, wiping over the head. Wiping over the head is only one time, from the front, going to the back, and turning back. Then with the same hands, before wetting them again, you put your index fingers inside your ear, on the thumbs, on the bottom of the back side of your ear, the earlobes, and you go up one time and down one time. And then you wash your feet, beginning with the right foot. That is the sunnah. If you begin with the left, no problem, but you have approached the sunnah. Yes, I'm only now describing the pillars. You wash the feet from the toes to the ankles, and you have to wash in between them. Now this is not from the shurut. This is from the sunnah. This is not from the shurut. This is the sunnah. As we said in the beginning, the sunnah is to say Bismillah. If you forget it, and remember it any time, you just say Bismillah. Not to say, like, Bismillah, wa rahmatullah. Only Bismillah. Only Bismillah. There's a joke, someone joined his family, forgot to say Bismillah in the beginning, as in the hadith, to say Bismillah also, so you protect yourself from the jinn. And you remember the minute and say Bismillah wa rahmatullah. No. Bismillah wa rahmatullah, only food and drink. Only. Not admitted. Of wudu. So is that that? No. No? Yeah. How far does water have to go up in the nose for istinshaq? It is as the normal nose cleaning. As the normal nose cleaning. If you feel something in your nose and you want to clean it, what do you do? You inhale, yani up to the, yani where? Yani to the top of the nose.
You have to inhale?
Yes, you have to inhale. Then if you put water like this, it does not go into the nose, liver. It will never get into the nose. You have to inhale. And you cannot bend your head and drop the water in. This is not considered to be nose cleaning. You have to inhale. Why? Because while inhaling, you're giving some pressure. So it takes the dirt, and then when you pump it out, then you'll throw all the dirt. Without this way, you're not going to have the dirt out. Never.
What if it was stuck? Did you not go to the ankle?
When?
Knee socks. Did you not go to the ankle?
The short knee socks. No, there is none. It must cover the ankles. But some fuqaha say it must not be thin to show the skin. It must not be broken, holes. These all are going to believe for it. As long as it is called socks and it goes above the ankle, that's it, enough. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. No, here I have some questions. Says, I hear. You want me to read this? Who wrote this? Whoever wrote this? I hear that Sheikh Halabi, student of Sheikh Albani, say in a fiqh lecture delivered many years ago, 2001, Ibn Taymiyyah Seminar, level 1, in Brixton Masjid, London. Is this a kind of commercial? Advertising for reading the Bible, Ali. Yes, Masjid Ibn Taymiyyah in Brixton, I say it, I'm going to tell you here, it is one of the big members of Salafiyyah in the West. Not the only one, but one of the big masajid, big members, not masajid, it's not big masjid, it's a small masjid, but it is big member. It has a big voice of reading Dawa Salafiyyah, as well as Salafi publications. Because some people think that we say Salafi publication is not Salafiyyah. No. Even Salafi publications is a member of Salafiyyah. Although we have some differences, but yet it is one of the members of Salafiyyah, one of the big members of Salafiyyah in the West. And sleeping deeply breaks wudu as he saw the person pass wind while he was sleeping. What is the correct way? While he was sleeping, in what position? Sitting or sitting? Well, maybe that man, I don't know, maybe that man was sick or he did not feel, you know, some people cannot. Yeah, I said here, let me see, item number what? I said deep sleep. And deep sleep can only be understood by deep sleep. نعم وإنما وكاء العين السهل. Here I said in item number 16 I said is this for the message or for me? For me, because for the message we're not certain, because it's a kind of commercial in the message. Yeah, because it says here by some goodie. Huh? You didn't give it to him? Because he was well enough to invest something. I don't know how it came to it. Oh, this is maybe last year. طيب I said here in item number 16 وَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّ النَّوْمَ الْمُشْتَغْرَقِ النَّوْمَ الْمُشْتَغْرَقِ is the deep sleep. Deep sleep. That is considered to be in whatsoever. If it is deep sleep, خلاص. Because when he is in a deep sleep, he is not going to know what comes out of him. You know? And he is not having the control. Meaning, he looks sitting. But maybe he's sitting, raising one side, so allowing. But when you are sitting like this, on the ground, and you just close your eyes for, you know, then you will feel, because the place is closed. But when you are in a deep sleep, you even cannot control your body to stay sitting. You will bend to this side or to this side. Yeah. Allahu a'lam. Now, you see, the good students bring their books and follow, and touch. Opinions among the scholars. What is the thing that can finalize it is what Allah said, what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Now, Allah said, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. So this is the order. Right. The Prophet ﷺ performed wudu in all of his life. Do his hands before his face? Never we saw that. The Sahaba performed wudu. Never any single one of them was mentioned to my knowledge. I don't know what this is. But he did it this way. So what does that mean? And it is not necessarily that the Prophet ﷺ say, if you do not do the order, then it invalidates. Okay? And the reason why we say, why the ulama say that, if you wash the right hand, the left hand before the right, it does not matter, except if it is intentionally, then you are intending to oppose the sunnah. Wudu is sahih, but you are sinning because you are intending something not good. Now, the reason why they say it does not invalidate the wudu is because Allah Ta'ala said, وَغْسِلُوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ أَيْدِيَكُمْ and plural. So which one you begin with, it doesn't harm. Doesn't make difference.
But if you go back to the question, if you did it in
if you are in the same place, yes, you will have to. But if you already left the washing area, I remember, if you only remember in prayer, then no, you don't need to do the wudu once again. Yeah. Hands before wash, before face. Because he did not intend first. Second, he had all the wudu pants washed. Let me just do one thing, or let me ask one question. If someone did not wash his face, but wipe over his face, make it wet, is this enough? No, he did not never an istinsha, but the rest of the face on the right.
And what speech everywhere?
White. His hands wet, and he wiped over his face.
Yeah.
Is this considered wash in your language? In my language, no, it doesn't mean wash. Wiping doesn't mean wash. And that's why Allah differentiated between the head and the hands, and you know, there Allah says, وَمْسَحُوا بِالْأُسِكُمْ. Before the hands, face and feet, say أُخْسِلُ. So, changing the whole meaning, this will of course invalidate the wudu. What I mean is, if you wash the left hand before the right hand, then the statement of the Quran is implemented there. So, أيديكم, wash your hands. Isn't it? So, what you have opposed to the Sunnah only. As Aisha said, the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to begin, with right. Right? But according to the Quran, you did it. You did it as well it came in the Quran. But when you wash your hands before face, did you go by the order of the Quran? Huh? Right. Did you go by the way he used to do it? So you oppose both. Now you can say it's invalidated. Although some of the fuqaha say no. As any issue of fiqh, there are two opinions and more than two opinions. Allah alam. Okay, one second. Which one is it? Which side you
are?
Which one? Which one?
Let's say, for instance, you washed your face,
your hands before it. What's the proof? What's the evidence of this proof?
The fact that water has touched all the parts that you needed to get.
Huh?
The water got all the parts that you needed to get.
No, the Quran didn't say that. There is an order. Look, the ulama, yani, Arabic language is very specific. Look to the terminology of the Quran. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, idha qumtum ila salati, faghsilu wujuhakum, wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiq. And then, wamsahu ru'usakum, or be. The ulama said, now there is an extra letter here. Why this extra letter? To show that there is a difference between the two actions and there is an order. Otherwise, if it is not obligatory, why Allah did not let the wash? Together and the wife alone. اغسلوا إذا كنتم من الصلاة اغسلوا. Finish. That's what the ulama said. They said Allah Ta'ala used the word ba to differentiate between the two actions and to show the order that one widening part came between two washed parts, the hands and the feet. No?
This is some of the evidence that they use
here. What they say?
Let's look at the Sheikh.
Help me. Is it number one?
Yes.
The hadith or the ayah? So the Noble Quran has mentioned As-Sabr, this is another one. In Muslims narration, the word Bada'a, this is a very first. Wudu, tayyib, has been used in the Arabic text in the sense of giving information, i.e. I begin with, instead of the command from, i.e. begin with, as in the narration of An-Nisa'i. Is this the one? What is the evidence of that? Now, who's the author of this? Lala. This is not Bulugh al-Maram. He's Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Sinani. Now, this is his understanding. Now, it says, in Muslim narration, the word bada. The word bada. For Sifat al-Hajj. Arja'a fa'ahsin wudu'ak. I'm just checking the year. Because we have Bulugh al-Maram, we didn't see this. طيب. تبدأ من ودع الله بي خرج من سيئته ابدأوا بما بدأ الله لا خطأ وعن يقول فمن تتوضا يرمى على من فق خير لا ولي يرمى منك اسم الله تأتونك No, this is about right and left, Sheikh. There is a hadith here. Hadith number 42. We'll come to that in Bulugh al-Maram. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا توضأتم فابدأوا بمنامنكم. And you begin the wudu, if you make wudu, then begin with right hand. This is, as you said, this is sunnah. No problem to begin with this. It does not invalidate. But it does not say, even the author, Sinani, doesn't speak about the order. All what it is about is between the right and left. Right and left. Not between the face and hand and, Allahu A'lam. If the water is too cool and above, then yes. But this is about passing the wind in that water. If this water, if you are going to before wudu, before ghusl, outside this path, then yes, you can use that water for bath, as Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. Okay? Because he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did you go outside, right, and wash his feet outside. then when he came to take shower, they used to take shower, they did not used to have drainage. They used to have something like bath, like a container. Huh? A big basin. But this basin has no drainage. So, whenever he used to take a perform wudu out of it, complete with washing feet, then you just take shower there, and there's not, and that's enough. But if he performed wudu in that basin, he did not use to wash his feet there until he comes out and washes his feet. Right? But using, I know what you mean, the part that we call it banu in Arabic. Yeah, the big one. Yes, but if you wash your private parts outside, because the dirt is there.
And what's
the
difference
between
the loss of the fast brain for Jumu'ah and for Janazah?
What's the
Jumu'ah? You have to make two,
two different opinions from the scholars. One of the Sahaba saw his son going for Jumu'ah and he asked him, did you have service to do it? He said, is it for Janazah or for Jumu'ah? He said, it was for Janazah, but I'm using it for Jumu'ah. He said, no, go back and do another shower, because I hear the Sahaba said that there is a shower for Jumu'ah, meaning especially. But most of the fuqaha, they say, the important is to take a shower on Friday, from the morning until before Jumu'ah. And any time of this, not before Fajr, and not after Jumu'ah. If you take any shower in this time, whether it is for Janazah, and you just consider it enough even for Jumu'ah, or even it is a shower that you wanted to cool down your body with no intention to be for Jumu'ah, the important is that you take a shower before coming to Jumu'ah to clean up your body. That's it. So, yani, another meaning, the Janazah must have a shower especially for it with the intention. But the Jumu'ah, no, it does not must have a shower. It doesn't need for a shower for it with the intention that it is for it. Although it is good to have the intention, but it is not necessary. Like the two of Tahiyatul Masjid. If you come to the Masjid and then you perform two rak'ah, if you come between Dhuhr and Asr, before Asr, and you did two rak'ah with the intention of istikhara, this should be enough for Tahiyatul Masjid. You do not need to do another two rak'ah for Tahiyatul Masjid. Because these two rak'ah are not to be intentionally for Tahiyatul Masjid, rather it is two rak'ah to be prayed before the shit. But if you come between the Adhan and Iqamah, and you do two rak'ah with the intention of istikhara, and then you say it is the two rak'ah for Fajr, if it is between the Adhan and Iqamah and Fajr, then you say no. This would not stand enough for the two things. You will have to have the intention before that. Because these two rak'ah of Sunnah and Fajr is in need for intention for it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Washing the feet with Ghusl Janazah, we said the Prophet had two ways. If he used to perform the complete wudu out of the person, if he performs the wudu out of the person, he performs it complete with the feet. But when he performs the wudu in the person, in the basin, we used to delay the feet until after we finished the whole shower and go out of the basin and use a different water for the awake. Abu Hazar, why we said it is permissible to use the water in bath? this water bath is new in the quantity than the water that Rasulullah Sallam and Aisha used to use in the bucket. And it was okay for them both to use the same water in the bucket, although it used to drip in the bucket from their body. So it means it's okay. And when it is outside, yeah, you wash your feet outside. But this is again, this is the sunnah. The sunnah. Okay, this means you are out of the bath. Either you do this, you take the blood and let the water go, and you cannot do it until the whole water is gone. It's not only to pull the blood and wash your feet while water there, and then you put your feet in the water. No. But again, this is sunnah, does not invalidate it. If you want the reward of the sunnah, then you do this. Or you go out and wash your feet. It is not because, and the water is still good to be used again. It's not correct to pull the blood and let the whole water go because you want to wash your feet there. This is wasting water. Yeah? Allah Allah.
You have it today.
For example, you wash your feet. For example, you wash your feet. No, this is not correct. And not only that, not only leaving washing the feet, if you move before you go in the house and leave washing the feet until you come to the masjid, not only this, which is too long time, and of course it will dry the whole rest of the world. But if you are before you move in the center, I see some people, for example, who go to work wearing shoes and they need to wash their feet, not wipe all the socks, they remove socks and they wash. Because they want to put on the socks, they dry with tissues, they dry the right foot and put the socks on and then wash it. This is not correct. This is not correct. This is against the muwala. Muwala means you do the one after the other. Now, because we have two important things in wudu: tartib and muwala. Tartib and muwala. والله أعلم.